Amen. Let's get into the word of the Lord on this morning. Amen. Let's get into the word of the Lord on this morning. Amen. God is so good. Amen. We're teaching a new series started last Sunday. And we're talking about the favor of God, which in scripture you see grace and you see favor. Those two words are used interchangeably in the scripture, one meaning as the other. So when you see grace in scripture, it means favor. When you see favor, it means grace, both having the same meaning to them. And we've been talking about God's favor, God's power, God's influence, and God's resources being available to the people of God. Somebody say that with me. Say God's power, God's influence, and God's resources is available to the people of God. Amen. And when God allows someone to favor you, it's that God has chosen that person to channel his power, his influence, and his resources. It's not so much that the person is, you know, more different than you, or the person is more special than you, but God has chosen them to channel what he wants you to have. So when somebody come to you and say, I want to do something for you, it's because God has channeled his resources through them. And sometimes if we're not careful, we'll get caught up on the person and forget about the source. See, God uses people to get certain things to us. And we have to understand when he's doing that, he's only using that person, listen to this, as a resource. Come on, say that with me. Say, God uses people as resources. Yeah. One of the greatest resources of mankind is mankind. We get caught up on the material stuff, but we got to value the people resources that we have in our lives. Because sometimes you can be, you know, favor works like this. Favor gives you access to stuff. Come on, I'm gonna say that one more. Favor gives you access to the judge. Favor gives you access to a politician. Favor gives you access to somebody who have resources. You yourself may not at the time have what you need, but favor will give you access to who you need to get in contact with so you can receive what you need. That's why you don't ever get down because you may not see the material of it. You have to make sure that you understand that God is going to use somebody to get to you exactly what you need. That's why you have to value your people connection. Come on, say that with me. Say, value your people connection. Yeah, value your people connection, because your people connection is where God will allow his favor to come through. See, that's why you should never say, I don't need anybody. See, that's a person who's personally sabotaging or committing suicide against your destiny. When you say you don't need anybody. When you say you don't need anybody to do this. No, God will use people to get certain things to you. And I've been saying this for years. You don't need to meet but one person. You one person away from being everything God wants you to be. You one person away from connecting to everything God wants you to have. Don't worry about trying to meet a lot of people. I don't concern myself with trying to rub shoulders with a lot of people. I concern myself with rubbing shoulders with the right person. Because I know one person can change my day and change my life forever. You know, and when that person comes into my life, I know God's favor is being shown toward me. So we have to value our people resources. Look at somebody and say, value your people resources. Yeah, value your people resources, because God in this time, in this season, is going to send people in your life that's going to change your life forever. Look at somebody and say, God is going to send people in my life that's going to change my life forever. Yeah. Now, see, because sometimes I'm just giving you some nuggets here. We're about to get in the word. Sometimes God will send a person in your life, and because that person don't look like what you're looking for. OK, I'm going to say it again. Because that person don't fit the description of what you was looking for your blessing to come in on, you miss it. Jesus didn't fit the description of the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He didn't fit the description of the priests or the high priest. They looked over Jesus because they did not discern their grace moment. Look at somebody and say,
be careful
not to discern
your grace moment.
Yeah, be careful, because sometimes God will send somebody in disguise to see whether or not you would value them past what they look like. Oh man, I'm saying some stuff in here. If you catch it, I'm telling you, you'll go in places you've never been in this year. Because the Bible says, see, be careful how you treat strangers. Because sometimes strangers come as angels unaware. See, and sometimes God, see, an angel in scripture is just a messenger. And the message of God always got favor on it. Look at somebody and say, his message always have favor on it. Yeah, if you trace the scripture, every time somebody brought a message to a man or a woman of God, it had favor on it. All right, go. Ooh, man. Boy. Ooh, boy, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in here. Go, if you would. Let's go to Luke. I want to do something here. And I'm serious. I want to do something. I do. Man, ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just get excited sometimes. You know, I mean, I don't need nobody to stir me up now. Not about Jesus. See, because I tell folks, you wasn't there when he delivered me and set me free. You wasn't there when he got me off of that park bench when snow was covering my face. Y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. Yeah, you wasn't there when I was eating, you know, oatmeal pies in my mind hoping it was a steak. Ooh. Yeah, you wasn't, look at somebody, say, you wasn't there. When the Lord saved me. Yeah, man, I don't take, yeah, I get happy about Jesus all by myself. Amen, all by myself. But I thank God that God invited y'all to the party. Hallelujah. Luke chapter number one. And we're going to look at verse number 30. Luke 1 and 30. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to 26, go to verse 26, okay? Verse 26, let me read it right quick because I got to get into the word, okay? But I just want to show you something. Anytime a message comes from someone that God has placed in your life, the favor of God is on the message that they give you. Because see, new people is a sign of new seasons. That's why when new people come in your life and it wasn't scheduled by you or them, that's a sign God has allowed you to enter into a new season. New people. See, you don't force a relationship. Yeah. Don't force a relationship. See, it's relationships that I'm in right now. I did not force them. You know, they came about because God scheduled them. And that's why I value them. And that's why they have longevity. Because I value the connection that God have allowed me to get in with someone that I did not plan. I didn't plan that, but they got in my life because God wanted them to be in my life at that time because I needed that particular favor. See, I needed something I couldn't do on my own. So God sent somebody to help me do what I needed to do at that particular time, and you have to value that. Sometimes it's a coworker. Sometimes it's a frenemy or an enemy. Come on, are y'all here? Yeah, sometimes it's the new person on the job. See, you're looking at them because they just hired them. You don't know they got the potential to own the place you're working at.
Come on.
Yeah. Sometimes it's somebody that you meet over a phone call with social media. Sometimes it's somebody that you meet, you know, interacting with them on social media. You have to be careful with that now. But sometimes God can connect you to somebody over something like that. Because all those things are medium tools for God to use so that certain people can get in your life that without that, they wouldn't have been there. So you have to be careful how you treat people that God allows to get in your life at a particular season of your life. As I'm talking, some of you can think about special people that came in your life that brought special favor. Yeah, and then you can think about folk that came in your life that brought some other stuff. That's why you got to know how to separate the meat from the bones. Yeah, you got to know how to eat fish without swallowing the bones. Look at somebody and say, you got to know how to eat fish without swallowing the bone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, if you don't, see, you can be, if you if you're from the South, they taught you, you know, before you can, you know, I mean, even suck a bottle, how to eat fish and crabs and shrimps. You know, I learned how to say shrimp. Well, you say swimp. But anyway, you had to be taught how to separate what you're supposed to eat from what you don't supposed to eat. And that's how it is with people. You have to learn how to separate what God wants you to embrace from that God do not want you to embrace. Why? Because your favor depends on it. Look at somebody and say, my favor is dependent upon the people that are in my life right now. I can tell you what kind of favor you got by the circle you run in. Matter of fact, psychologists say they can tell what kind of person you are by the people you run around with, by the people you associate with. I can look at your circle and tell what kind of person you are, because your circle will depict that. Yeah. So the favor in your life is determined by the people you connected with, because you don't just be with folk or hang around folk or connect with people just to be with them. There's something God have in you for them, and there's something God have in them for you. Okay? So you got to make sure you value people. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, make sure you value people. Tell them, say, especially in this season. Yeah, yeah. Don't miss your blessing.
Don't miss your blessing.
Yeah, tell them, say, you sitting by me for a reason this morning. Tell them, say, I got favor on me. And out of all the people in here, God allowed you to sit by me. Because there was something you needed on this second Sunday in February. Yeah, you needed something. You thought the usher set you in that seat because you were special. No, the usher set you in that seat because there was something special you needed. You see, because we got to be very, very clear on how favor is going to be used in this season. And we cannot be at a place where we don't understand how God is using favor for us. Because we're in favor, but we got to understand how he's going to use it. He's not going to use it how you planned it. See, some of you are going to have to tear your plans up. Well, y'all ain't going to talk to me this morning. You're going to have to tear them up because you in your plans, you got your muscles involved. And your plans, you got your strength and your intellect involved. See, it is said that anytime God gives you a vision, make sure that you know, well, I'm going to put it like this. You know it's from God when it's bigger than what you can do. If all the stuff you wrote down, you can do it on your own, God didn't give it to you. Your dreams, your goals, the things you've set to do in life. If you can accomplish it, God didn't inspire you to put it down on paper. But if it's something bigger than you, you know that's God. That's God there. Yeah. If God is inspiring you to do something that you know you can't do on your own, that's a vision from God. And with that vision, listen to me, comes the favor of God to get the job done. Yeah, to get the job done. Look what he says here. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. I've given y'all some good talking points this morning. I'm telling you, man, some good talking points. If you take them, I use them. You know, I tell people, I prove what I say. Yeah, I prove what I say. Whatever I'm saying right now is what I've used in the past. And it worked for me. It has gotten me out of some stuff. You know, my people resources, man, is sometimes the things that God uses right at the very moment I need something done. Yeah, that's why I don't misuse or abuse people. Abuse is the word, it's two words together that mean abuse or to misuse. To use someone against what they was made to be used as. Abuse, abuse. See, sometimes when somebody abusing you, it's because they don't know the value that you have. God, boy, I'm teaching some stuff in here. They don't know your value, so they don't know how to treat you. So they treat you opposite of how you are valued in the sight of God. So they abuse you. They misuse you. They use you for something that you are not made to be used for. Come, see, nobody's made to be beaten. But when somebody don't value you, they'll beat you. Nobody's made to be put down. So when somebody don't value, they'll put you down. God, help me in here. I'm teaching some stuff now. You see, so when people don't value you, they cannot use what God has placed in you with value. So they misuse it. And so we have to be careful misusing people in this season. See, the person you misuse would be the very person that God will use to get his favor in your life. So it's somebody in your life right now that you don't want to pay a lot of attention to because they don't meet your description. And God say you misusing them so they can't be used to do what he's wanting to be done in your life. Sometimes God sends people in your life that is firm and stern. You be like, man, they so firm, they so stern. They always, always trying to tell me to do it like this. What if God's favor is on you doing it like? Every time I talk to them, they challenging me. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. I work them 8 hours. They don't. Maybe God has gotten them in your life for you don't have to work 8 hours no more. Maybe God put them in your life so you can choose your hours. But if we don't value the people resources, we'll overlook people that God is trying to use to get certain things done in our life. Just because you don't like them, that don't mean God can't use them. I'm through. I'm done. I'm done, man. Woosha. Marekeshelelebosata. Most of the people that you don't like, them the very ones God trying to use. He's just trying to get you out of your emotions. Because liking folk most of the time is based on how you feel about them. Not what God has assigned them to do in your life. So every now and then let somebody rub you wrong. So you can get God's favor on your life. Every now and then don't dismiss somebody because you don't like the way they do it. Because the way they do it is how God is trying to alter your life so you can do it that way so that you can get what they got. Amen. You never follow a person based on what you see. You follow a person based on what they're doing. Amen. Get the principle of what they're doing and you'll get the favor of God that's on their life. You'll get it on your life. Yes. Yeah. So stop dismissing these people because you disagree with their method. Because their method is not your method. Because their method is against your personality. God is trying to adjust the way you think. See, rich people don't spend money like poor people spend money. Y'all ain't going to talk. So God gets you connected with a rich person or a wealthy person or a resourceful person. They're not going to be thinking like you. See, you want to go buy something you can see. They invested money. See, you trying to style and profile. They in jeans and t-shirts. What they doing? Trying to change your way of thinking. There's nothing wrong with you, you know, having a little flash, but that don't mean your life got to be centered around the flash, because if your life centered around the flash, guess what? All your resources going toward what? Flash. So when you get around folk, you know, and they barefooted, jeans on, don't pick at them. You better go home with them, see what they possess. I used to see this man walk around Jessup. I knew him personally. You know, look like he don't have nothing. But Lord have mercy. His financial portfolio is a lot different from mine. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to value people, value people, value people based on the fact that God has given you a privilege. Listen to this, and you can't miss this, that God has given you a privilege to meet them. My grandfather taught me this when he used to visit us. My mother's father, Clinton Dunn, he used to visit us. And my grandfather had this thing about when people were talking to him, he gave them his undivided attention. It didn't matter if they talked to him for a whole hour. He would sit right, man, I'm like, granddaddy, they ain't talking about nothing. They done said the same thing 1,000 times. But granddaddy say, but they are people, they're a person. He say, and every person deserves your attention when they give you the privilege to have it. Wow. And I practice that in my own. Sometimes folks, you know, I be up here and somebody coming and I'm talking to somebody here. I'm trying to get this person my undivided attention. And I know this person saying, man, I hope they hurry up. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. They talk to Pastor every Sunday. Y'all ain't going to talk to me here. But see, my granddaddy talked to me, give them my under. So I'm not dismissing you, but I'm trying to make sure I value this moment with them. Because I don't know what this moment is going to do for them. It can determine whether or not they commit suicide or not. Oh, God, help me in here. It can determine whether or not they go home depressed or whether or not they go home in peace. You see, so anytime you spend time with people, value that moment with them. If it's 15 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, give them your undivided attention. Why? Because their blessing could be in it or your blessing could be in it. I've had people to come back and tell me certain things and then do things for me and say, I'll never forget that time that you spent with me and you didn't have to do it. That phone call that you answered and you talked with me for several minutes and you did not have to do it. Why? Because I valued them as a person. Because I value my people resources more now than I ever have before in my life. Wow. Wow. And if you take these things that I've showed you and said to you, these things are from the Holy Ghost. Because watch, right here in Luke. And I think I'm done. I think I'm done preaching, really. Some people saying, please, Pastor, what you mean? And some is going, yay. See, I've been passing a little bit now, so I kind of know people's, you know, thoughts even before they even say it. You know, so I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, come on, man, I need some more. I didn't come this far for you just give me a little few talking points. I come for some meat. Verse 26, chapter number 1 in Luke, it said, now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now here's the angel Gabriel, who is the spokesman of heaven, sent to a particular city. Sometimes God sent people, I'm talking about right in the city. And you'd be like, man, I've been trying to talk to folk. I've been trying to connect with people, you know, and I just haven't been able to connect with folk. And then here comes this stranger. Don't know nobody, don't know you, and all of a sudden you meet them and y'all. Or this person you ain't seen in 30 years. And all of a sudden, why? There's a favor that God is trying to release in that moment, that if you miss the moment with that person, you miss the moment with God's favor. Look at somebody and say, don't miss your moment with a person, because you'll miss your moment with God's favor. Because he will use a person. He will use a person. Don't get me wrong. God uses people in physical bodies. He need your body to transport all the things he's wanting to do on this planet. That's why God don't use unseen beings. He don't use UFOs. Ghosts. Come on, talk to me. Somebody coming to you talking about something. Y'all ain't gonna see. Listen, somebody coming to you talking about they dead now. Show up to my house, you're dead. I'm gonna cash you out. Come to my house, you dead. I know you dead. I went to the funeral. You gonna come knock on my door. I need to talk to you. I wanna show you something. No, you a lie, devil. You ain't gonna show me nothing. You dead. And I say, I'm going to free some of y'all. Somebody say, they dead. They ain't coming back. Talking about knocking on no door. You ain't got no none of your grandma ain't coming back. If grandma went to heaven, grandma ain't got time to come back to visit you. You think grandma going to leave that bliss of heaven? Praising God. Walking around heaven. She been trying to get to heaven all her life. Singing songs about trying to get there. And finally there, and you tell me she's going to say, all right, I'm going to leave up here. I've been trying to get here all my Christian life, and I'm going to go down there and tell Pookie something. Nah, Pookie, that's the devil. The devil trying to get your attention, Pookie. Thank God. Abraham told the rich man, when he died and Lazarus died and Lazarus went up into the bosom, you know, of Abraham, and then, you know, the rich man died, he went to hell. And he talking about send somebody. Now, Abraham, I mean, God said, boy, I can't send nobody that way there. Why am I going to send them back there? You got folk you can see. You got Pastor Carter down there telling you what thus said the Lord. You don't need grandmama to come tell you. Pastor Carter telling you every Sunday, every Tuesday, what the Lord is saying. But you want to entertain. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Them folk ain't coming back. I'm telling you, don't you summons me to come back if I leave before Jesus time. I ain't coming back to see none of y'all. I ain't going to come back. My work is done on earth. I'm going to stick my sword in the golden sand. And look at my wife. She, my wife want to resurrect me. But I ain't coming back preach. I ain't coming back prophesying. I ain't coming back in your dreams. I ain't coming back in your visions. My spirit ain't going to be here. They be talking about their spirit here. No, ain't no, No. The Bible said that once a man died, that's it. After that is judgment. You in the presence of God. Ain't no spirit coming back hovering over your house. You talking about grandmama's spirit is in the house. Grandma's spirit ain't in my house. I love my grandmama, but her spirit is not in my house. But I tell you what's in my house. The presence of the Lord, the Holy Ghost is in my house. Grandma's spirit watching over me. I don't need grandma's spirit to watch over me. Grandma's spirit can't fight the devil. But God can send an angel. Y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. He can send an angel from heaven. And those angels can fight for me when I need things to get done in the earth. I don't need grandmama ain't coming. Uncle ain't coming. I don't care how special they was to you. Cousin ain't coming. I don't care. Brother ain't coming back to you. He ain't coming back. He gone. If he come back, that's a devil in disguise. That devil is perpetrating a fraud. That's a familiar spirit, the Bible called him. It's a familiar spirit, and that spirit get in the form of your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your grandmama, and that spirit begin to talk to you. And if you ain't careful, you'll be waiting on that spirit to talk to you, and you'll stop listening to God. Because you waiting on cousin, because we were close. And you waiting on him to show up at midnight, because he showed up one midnight and told you what the lottery number was, and you so happened to hit it. That devil was setting you up, trying to get you hooked on gambling. You won $600, you think now cousin tell you the number. That's the devil trying to get you hooked so that you can keep spending all your resources trying to wish for something to happen in your life that God say, if you give, it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and you need nobody be telling me no number. I got the number, Luke 6:38. Next time somebody come telling you, I got it, come say, I got Luke 6:38, work that. Tell them, say, work that. Yeah. All that stuff. We got to get all these myths. We got to get all these traditional thoughts. We got to get, see, that's why the favor of God can't work in your life. Because you got the tradition of men. And the Bible says the tradition of men make the word of God of no effect. The word of God brings the favor. So, but if God's word is not effective in your life, that means favor is not effective in your life. So you got to put aside tradition and you got to accept the true, unadulterated truth of God's word and let that word work in your life. See, when I got out of all that stuff, man, worrying about folk coming to see me and all, scared to go to bed because mama died. I ain't scared to go to bed. Pray the Lord, I'm going to bed, I'm going to snore. If mama show up, I'm telling mama, you better go back to heaven. You ain't got no business down here on earth.
Come on.
Get yourself back there in heaven. What you doing down here? Tell me I want to go come see your son. Me and you spent several years together. Had a good time before she went to heaven. Prayed with her. Read the word with her. Cried with her. She interceded for me. I interceded for her. First time my mama went in the hospital, they told her she was going to die. She wasn't going to live through the night. I was preaching the revival over at Little Bethel in Scriven. The power of God was moving. Folk were getting healed. Folk were getting delivered. People were getting saved. God said, take that same anointing. Go to the hospital. Go to the emergency room. Put that towel on your mama. And when you put the towel, the same life that's on you will get on her. God resurrected her right there. They say she wouldn't live through the night. God put, y'all ain't gonna talk to me up in here. So we had all that experience. I don't need mama coming back. I don't need mama's spirit. Talking about her spirit. I heard somebody say the other day, ooh, I want to say something. Oh, I want to say, oh, man, I'm sitting up there. Oh, talking about their spirit is still here. I say, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Because, you know, I done got to the age right now, you know, I won't speak up. You know, the older you get, you just say stuff now. You know, grandmama used to tell you, know, grandmama, just, you want to know the truth, ask grandmama. Ask grandmama how your hair look, honey. I love you, but your hair's a mess, honey. Ask grandmama how that food cooked. Oh, honey, you could have put a little more salt in it. You got this food tasting flat. Grandma can't eat this food. You know, so you know, you get, I be like, Lord, gee, talking about the man's spirit is here. No, he ain't. No, if his spirit is here, we ain't here. And we ain't gonna be standing around. You know, I'm casting that stuff out. Look at myself, I'm casting out my mind, casting out my emotions, I'm casting out my thoughts. Yeah, I'm casting all that stuff out. Yeah, because it's not scripture. It's not scripture. God does not send people back, you know. So let's get and see. So the angel went, and I'm done. The angel went to the city because the angel wanted to give Mary a message of favor. The angel was the person God wanted to use so that Mary could get favor on her for the assignment that she would carry. Because favor always comes when there is an assignment for you to fulfill. Look at somebody and say, favor. Always come when there is an assignment for you to fulfill. It always shows up. Why? What is favor? God's power, God's influence, God's resources. Say that with me. Say, favor is God's power, influence, and resources. So anytime God have you on an assignment, he's going to send a messenger. He's going to send a person. He's going to connect you with somebody that will bring that stuff that God has designed to use in your life to get you to your next place. Because there's a place God is trying to get you to, but God has to use somebody in order for it to happen. That's why you can't despise your time that you may cross a path with somebody. And you may just say hello. And it's something about the hello that you said to them and the hello they said to you that caused something in your spirit to connect. That, you know, all Mary did when she went to Elizabeth's house, and you know the story's in here, all Mary did, she went to Elizabeth's house, she just greeted her. She just did what we would do. How you doing? Good to see you, cuz. And when she said that, the baby in Elizabeth's womb, the Bible say, leaped. And when her baby leaped, the Bible say, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you meet people, it's a divine moment. It's an infinite moment. It's not a finite moment. It's a moment that God has allowed you the privilege to meet that person in your life when you needed to meet them and them to meet you when they needed to meet you. So what? So that something special could happen. Look what happened with Mary. Something special happened because the angel from God, he sent him to the city called Galilee. He wanted him to go to Nazareth. And the Bible says, verse 27, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. He was engaged to her, and he said, okay, I'm about to disturb this engagement. Whew, man, I'm about to mess some stuff up. You know, you're engaged now, and he's finna do some things that's gonna turn her life upside down. See, normally when people come in your life, man, normally, man, it causes some confusion, seem like, in the beginning. Because it's against everything you're doing. Here she is, betrothed, engaged. They had to be engaged for one whole year. 1 year. They had to be engaged. Just like they was married. But there was no sexual activity. They were engaged a whole year. Boy, I better not tell none of y'all. A whole year. I can see them deer in the headlights right now. What? Oh, man, this is crazy, man. I got some crazy stuff I'm thinking while I'm telling y'all that. And I'm thinking, some, you know, a whole year, Pastor, what? And we engaged? Like we married? a whole year. Oh Lord. I can see the result. Oh Lord. But the whole year they were engaged, you know. But check this out. Let me get into it. I'm done. Man, I'm having some fun today now. I really am. But it's looking like I say good stuff. Good stuff. He said that she was engaged to him. And then verse number 28 said, and having come in, the angel said to her. Now, he said to her, he spoke to her. Now, people come into your life, be careful what they say. When they say, sometimes people can say some stuff, just a phrase that'll liberate you. Just one phrase that'll liberate you. Man of God that I'm connected with right now, him and I connected over the phone. You all know he's been here, Evangelist Denard. That's my man. That's my man. He be saying stuff, seeing stuff, and I'm like, man of God, is you crazy? You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, we talk like that, but I don't despise the prophetic that come out of his mouth. But everything he said has come to pass in my life. And it started over a phone conversation. And the things that he said, everything right in place, just coming to pass in my life. And the things that are about to happen right now, he's already said it, and it's coming to pass in my life. Here's the angel with a message of favor for her. A message of favor. What's going to change her life forever? Mary will never be the same after this. Sometimes people you meet, after you meet them, after you conversate with them, after you interact with them, you're never the same after that moment. Never the same. It changed the course of your life. Look what happened here. Changed the course of your life. Here it is. He says, and having come in, and the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. Highly favored. She's about 13, 12, maybe 13 years old. I can only imagine daddy. Y'all ain't going to talk to me in here because I'm looking at myself. Dad, 13, 12, what? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, angel, you need to go back to heaven. Because what you about to say next, I ain't let my daughter go through that. Now look what he says here, but this is what favor do. Because see, when somebody talking to you and they sharing with you what God has shared with them to share with you, and it alters your life and it changes your life, you're going to have some people in your life telling you that that's crazy. Yes. Don't listen to that. Amen. Oh, they done lost their mind. They telling you to start a business. You ain't even got a bank account. Come on, okay. They telling you to do this and do that, and you don't even qualify for it? Amen. Can you imagine? See, we read the script of it, but we don't know the details of all the things that was going on. Here is this 13-year-old young lady. The angels show up, tell her, here you got favor. I got some 13-year-old children around this church. And I'm telling you, if an angel came to them and said that stuff, and they came to me, pastor, the angel said that I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell you, don't listen to that angel. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying in the natural how I would respond. You see, because this is not common. A message of favor is never common. It's never common. It's never common. It's never something you heard before. It's always something that changed and altered the way you are thinking now. And she was not thinking about what this angel was about to say. He told her, rejoice, for you are highly favored. I'm in my mind trying to figure out, okay, if I'm highly favored, why am I highly favored? What's about to happen in my life that has never happened before? He went on to tell her. And that's how favor worked. He went on to tell her. Look what happened. He says, the Lord is with you. He said, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Now he began to give her the details of what is about to happen in her life. He said, the Lord is with you. Jehovah is with you. Adonai is with you. Yahweh is with you. Now she's familiar with those terms referring to God. So now she's interested in what he's about to say, because now she knows that this messenger is from the Lord. See, when God sends people in your life, listen to this, discern their language. Because there is favor language that will stir up faith in you to believe what they're about to say. Look at somebody and say, discern their language. Yeah, discern their language. Because see, when people are talking to you, their language will betray their message. Come on. Discern their language. Look what happened here now. Look what happened. Somebody say, look what happened. He said, you're blessed. You are blessed among women. Then verse 29, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. See, sometimes favor will say something to you that's beyond your comprehension. It's beyond what you can understand at that moment. His favor saying you're healed. The doctor say you have been diagnosed with cancer. Y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. But favor say you're healed. That diagnosis report from the doctor that you've been diagnosed with cancer, if you are not careful, will cause you to miss your healing moment. Look what he says now. Look what he says now. It said that what he told her troubled her. She became troubled at what he said. Not so much trouble at his appearance. She was troubled at what he said. Here I am telling you God's favor is on your life right now. Right where you are. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what you've been through. Doesn't matter what you're in. God's favor is on your life right now. And to some people, it may trouble them. Because they're thinking about how bad and how big their problem is. And here's this preacher saying, you're favored in this season. But what he's saying don't match what they got to go home to. Oh, man, y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. Look what he said. I'm not done. Oh, God, I got to quit. Jesus. Look what he says here now, because I be done preach this thing and I don't want to preach it. Look what he says here now. I don't. He said, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And consider what manner of greeting this was. She would start in her mind, she start wondering, what kind of greeting is this? Is this a greeting that's going to cause me to lose my life at the end? Because they revered the presence of angels. And they knew if angels showed up, that means God is about to do something. And it can be one of two things. God is about to pronounce their death, or God is about to pronounce a blessing. Come on, y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. Because favor moments and favor messages have life and death at risk. If you accept the favor, you get life. If you don't accept the favor, you'll continue to live in the cycle of death that you're living in. What do you mean, Pastor Carter? The cycle of death is the old life you are accustomed to, and you'll keep getting the old life result. But if you embrace favor, somebody say, if I embrace favor, favor give me life. Favor, give me life in this thing. Favor, give me a second win in this thing. Favor, give me a second chance in this thing. I know I failed in 2013. I know I failed in 2014. But triple favor done showed up. Now look. Woo. See, y'all got me preaching. I ain't even want to preach. Look what he says here. Because this thing is good, man. Look what he says here. He said, it troubled her. She wanted to know, what kind of greeting is this? What kind of message is this? 30 verse says, then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have, here it is, found favor with God. He said, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. This is your moment, Mary. This is your time for everything in your life to be altered. You have found favor, not just with man, but with God. What is favor? Power, influence, resources. What you are about to experience is about to change the course of time. Mankind will never be the same after this experience. What is God telling you and I when we meet people, when we come in contact with people, and they are people that God wants to use for his favor to be utilized through them? What that favor does is alter and change your life forever. That's why you and I cannot afford in this season to ignore the people that God has placed in our lives. Because those people that God has placed in your life have a significant purpose for his favor to be demonstrated on you and in you. And you cannot miss it. Look at somebody say, I cannot miss this time of favor. Can't miss it. I can't miss it. I can't miss it. I can't miss it. I have to value the people that are in my life. I have to value the people that God has sent in my life, because those people are on a favor assignment to get God's influence, to get God's power, to get God's resources working in my life. Listen to this. So that I won't have to work so hard to accomplish my dreams. God will put the right people in your life so you won't have to work so hard. And it's not that you're being lazy. It's that you are specializing in allowing. Come on, I'm going to say it again. It's not lazy. You are specializing in allowing. Allowing God to use whoever he chooses to use to get you where you need to be. Because there are places that God wants you to be at, and there's a time in your life he wants you to be there. And in order for you to get there, God is going to send special people in your life. Special people in your life. And those people are going to be the vessels that God uses to get to you the things you need at that particular moment. That moment. Gabriel came, and Gabriel had exactly what Mary needed. Gabriel had a message. And listen to this. And the message had favor. The message had favor. The message had favor. And that's where we are now. We'll teach and we'll talk about Tuesday, the rest of our series. It's entitled Giving in Favor. But I believe God wanted to say something today. I believe God wanted to speak to you on a personal level. I believe God wanted to inspire you. I believe God wanted to motivate you. I believe that God wanted you to hear some things that you can relate to so that you can know what he's doing in the earth concerning your life. I believe that with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul. Let's bow our heads together. Father, we love you. We appreciate you for everything that you've said, everything that you've done. God, your power is here. Your anointing is here. We believe right now, God, that your glory and your presence is in this house. I believe, Father, that you're touching those that are here right now because you ordained them to be sitting in the seat that they're sitting in. And because of the anointing that destroys the yoke, removes the burden, the anointing that brings in your power, that brings in the tangible manifestation of your power. I believe everything that the persons that are here today are in need of is being manifested right now in the name of Jesus. I believe, Father God, that if there's sickness in here, I believe right now that they who are sick will receive their healing right now in the name of Jesus. Because I believe your power right now is on that area that they were suffering in. And I believe in Jesus' name that your power right now is manifesting and bringing about a divine healing in their lives. And Father, I thank you for those who came in troubled. I believe that the power of the Holy Ghost right now is on that trouble, on that thing that has troubled them. I believe right now in Jesus' name that the trouble that they were experiencing, now peace is taking over. I believe that in Jesus. Come on, lift your hands up. I believe that in Jesus' name. I believe that in Jesus' name. I believe that right now in Jesus' name that something special is happening in this house. Something special. I want to pray for something that me and my son Maurice, we prayed for in the back while your hands are lifted, because maybe you may have somebody who's suffering with something like this, and it's mental illness. Mental illness has almost taken over this country. Depression, oppression, you know, schizophrenia, you know, and bipolar, things that I believe the devil is doing to try to confuse people and keep them from embracing what God wants to be done in their lives. And Father, we pray, as I was praying back there, the anointing came on me. And as I sat there, then the Holy Spirit brought to my attention, I want you to pray for that, because somebody, I know I have people in my family that is suffering from this. And I really do. I have people that are suffering from this. And I believe that today God is going to release an anointing. Even us that are here representing our family. You know, somebody that we know that is suffering with these things. Oppression, I'm telling you, this thing is trying to take over America. It really is. It's trying to take. People have chemical imbalances that I believe the enemy uses that as a door to try to get up into their head, get up into their mind, and continue to cause them to function against God's created order in their lives. But today we come as a congregation in Jesus' name. We come as a, because we pray for our doctors, we pray for our scientists, we pray for those that come up and do researches and discover certain things. But Father, we pray for a supernatural deliverance today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, God, for supernatural deliverance, freedom right now, God, in people who are suffering mental illnesses in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word said in Isaiah 26:3, if our mind is stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Father, we pray now that shalom, that peace right now in Jesus' name, and the anointing on it will be released, God, to relatives, God, that we are connected with, Father. that may be suffering from some kind of mental illness, God. We decree peace right now. We decree deliverance right now. We decree freedom right now. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. We speak your favor over their mind. Shama rekeshetelebosa. Rabababa rekesherelebosata. We speak your favor now, God, over their mind, God, over their emotions, God. We speak healing now, God, in those areas where they have been wounded, in those areas where they have suffered, oh God, affliction and suffered, oh God, harm, God, to their mind, to their emotions. God, we speak healing now, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed. God, and we speak it right now. 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 We put it in the atmosphere right now. Over our family, we put it in the atmosphere right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we believe we're going to receive supernatural reports, God. In Eba Rebosata, Marekeshe Rebosata, Randolobosike Rebosata, Shandolobosata. We believe we're going to receive supernatural reports in the name of Jesus. And our relatives, God, and even if it's some of us personally, God, in the name of Jesus, I come against that stuff right now. Even if there's somebody in here today, I come against it right now in Jesus' name. I speak life over them right now. And they will not die. They shall live and declare the glory of the Lord. Shamama rekeshete bosa. They will not have another sleepless night. They will not have nightmares to the point that it disturbed their rest and disturbed their peace. And I speak to every emotional wound that they have suffered, oh God. I speak right now to every emotional wound, God, that they have suffered in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing over that wound right now, God. That emotional wound, I speak healing right now. Healing right now, God. I speak healing right now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you the glory for it. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. We decree and declare it is done in Jesus' name. If you believe that, come on, give God the best praise that you can give it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give God a praise of freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Somebody give God the best praise you have. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Shandobosata. Somebody shout the shout of freedom in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Come on and give the Lord another hand of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give him another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout of freedom in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless his name. Thank God so much. Let's close your eyes, bow your heads at this time. We're going to ask if anyone in here today that may have not received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and maybe today something that God has said or something that God has done for them, even before they came into this building, it has contributed toward their conviction right now. You might be standing in that place and you might be saying, I know my life need to be altered. I know my life need to go in a different direction. I know I need to do things different. I know that there's better in me that I'm seeing right now. I know that. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I know that. Well, I have the solution and I have the answer for you. And it's one name, and that's Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That name is above every problem you're facing right now. Every dilemma you might be in, the name of Jesus is above all of that. It's above all of that. There's no name on the earth or in the heaven that is above the name of Jesus. And it's that name that God has given among men that the Bible say we might be saved. It's that name you have to trust in. It's that name that you have to give yourself to. And what that name Jesus have accomplished for you and for me when he died on the cross, shed his blood, that your sins could be forgiven and that you won't have to die and live eternally separated from God forever. Jesus solved that problem and dilemma when he died for us, when he shed his blood for us, and when God buried him in that tomb. And then God raised him up from that tomb and gave him all power in his hand to give to you and I that we can live eternally with God and live an abundant life on this earth. It's your time. It's your moment. Just like with Mary, it was Mary's favor moment. This is your favor moment. This is your favor moment. This is your time that God is wanting you to live the life that he has ordained and appointed for you to live. And you can only live this life through Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're in, where you come from. It doesn't matter. I was in a mess before I came to Jesus, but he accepted me just as I was. And he will do the same thing for you right now. If you're here and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to receive this Jesus that died for you, this Jesus that shed his blood for you, this Jesus that gave his very life for you. You want to receive him now. I want you to lift up your hand. Everybody else, hold your hands down, eyes closed, head bowed. If that's you and you want to receive Jesus, you want to receive Jesus, I want you to lift your hand up. I want to pray for you. That's you. If you want to receive him, that's you. Every other person, eyes closed, head bowed. If you want to receive him, you want to receive Jesus, all you have to do is just lift your hands up and I'll pray for you. If you're here and you may have received Jesus in the past, and just maybe today you say, what I want to do, Pastor, I want to rededicate my life to him. I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be at. I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I want to rededicate myself. I accepted him before. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. I just want to rededicate myself to him today. If that's you and you want to rededicate your life, we want to pray for you too. I want to pray for you too, because you're a son, you're a daughter of God, and God has not forgotten about you, and God has been waiting for this moment to come where you would rededicate yourself to him, give your life back to him, give your service back to him, give your gift back to him, give everything that God has placed in the inside of you as a result of your decision of faith. You want to give it back to him. You want to rededicate yourself to him. So if that's you and you in this house today and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord today, lift your hands up. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands up. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands up. I want to pray. I see you right there. Lift your hands up. Anybody else? I want to pray for you. It doesn't matter. God loves you. He loves you unconditionally. The Bible says he loves you with an everlasting love. There's nothing you can do to separate you from the love of God. Nothing you can do to separate you from his love. He will be there all the time, right there, waiting on you patiently. Anybody else that'll say, I want to rededicate myself to the Lord Jesus Christ? We're going to pray with my sister here. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray corporately. So I want everybody to cooperate. I want everybody to pray with us, because we want to send reinforcements to heaven. And we want to send reinforcements to the enemy that this person, this daughter of God, is rededicating themselves to him. And we want to let the devil know whom God has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, to rededicate my life to you, accepting your forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. And today, I declare that I am restored. I declare that I am redeemed. I declare today that I rededicate my life to you, Father. My gifts, I rededicate to you. My talent, I rededicate to you. My service, I rededicate to you. My time, I rededicate to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. If you believe that, come on and give God the best that you have. Hallelujah, we love you. God bless you. If you haven't given already, you can continue to give. Amen. Sister Lorraine is coming with our church announcements. If you haven't already given, you can continue to give. This is our custom. You bring your seed. You bring your seed. You sow it. You know, you put it in the ground. And as you see how people do it, they respond to the anointing. So when God says something and it hits you, it's good to sow that seed right at that very moment, because you want the anointing that God have in this house on that message to get on your life at that very moment. Amen? Amen. Amen. So as we are continuing to give, Sister Lorraine is coming with our church announcements. Let's give the Lord a great hand for her as she comes at this time. Amen.